Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Jeremy Zakas. He's in New South Wales, and this is the Critter Report. If you're queasy about snakes, go make a cup of tea, because we're going to talk about a python in a bathroom. Suddenly, a Queensland resident hears a noise upstairs. Jeremy, I've learned, if you hear a noise in the house, it's a snake. Is that your version as well?
It is, John. In fact, you have to be very careful, because the way that homes are built, the noise can be in one part of the house, but the actual creature could be in another part just by the sheer echoes. And certainly, I mean, in Australia, when it's dead quiet at nighttime, I mean, snakes make a very distinct noise. And it could be mistaken for a rat, I guess you could say. But when you hear that rustling, slithery type of sound, there is only one thing it could possibly be, John, and that's a snake. So you're right. We have to be careful when we're sleeping.
And, you know, getting up in the middle of the night and going to the restroom is a normal activity. Well, not in Australia. So we come to, where was the carpet python enjoying him or herself?
Well, John, I mean, I guess it's really no surprise, but this carpet python had found the most warmest, snuggliest part in the entire house there in Queensland. It was found wrapped around some heat lamps in the bathroom of a Queensland home. And now these heat lamps, every Australian home, and I suspect every American home probably has them too, because in wintertime it does get cold. These heat lamps are just four little luminous lamps that are normally directly overhead the shower, the restroom area, and the basin and sink. So it's the main traffic area of a bathroom. This carpet python had managed to somehow get up into that area, which I have to say is normally an enclosed space too, which means the python was in the house at some point to start with to actually get into those heat lamps. And then at some point during the night, decided that it would come out. Now, turning the heat lamps on and off was probably annoying it, which is possibly why the thing came out when it did. But I've got to say that it's not an easy area to get a python out of. And honestly, unless you were looking up, especially at 2, 3 a.m. in the morning when you're using the restroom, you would not know that there's it's about a 1.5 meter, you know, nearly a 6 foot python directly above you.
Yeah, don't turn the lights on. Don't look. Just leave. Okay, fine. Now, that's the reptile report. Not venomous. Python strangles its prey, unlikely to strangle a human being, but still, you'd have to say a 6 or 8 or 10 foot python rattling around in the house doesn't make for easy sleeping. We now move to a creature I had no idea was a threat, maybe only in Australia. Jeremy, last week you gave us a magpie report. This week I realize that the magpie incidents are growing. This seems to be magpie sweeping bonanza. Are you threatened in New South Wales?
We are, John. We are. In fact, I know of now at least 4 locations just within about 300 meters of where I am right now. So that's about 900 feet of where magpies are currently swooping people as they go past. And the problem here, John, is that we've had this weird weather system. It's getting a little bit warmer earlier, but we've got a lot more growth. There's a lot more vegetation and feed for the magpies that they're actually having babies earlier. They're having them in more numbers, which means that these cute little black and white creatures, which we feed, I mean, I've got a magpie family that I feed bread to on any given day, and they're most docile, they're happy. But during the springtime, during this breeding season, they turn. They suddenly become the most aggressive creatures in the world, purely to protect their babies. But they don't take prisoners. It doesn't matter if you've been feeding them bread through the year, you've been friends with these things, they do turn on you. And I've actually seen this week 2 people being swooped bombed. Luckily enough, they weren't hit, because we do, believe it or not, John, have people go to hospital with magpie injuries. And it's because the beaks, the magpies try and get the beaks into the back of your head. They're just that aggressive. So people will come out bloodied with cuts and needing stitches from these angry, angry little birds.
I'm reading from your news, Jeremy, something that probably is logical given the intelligence of COVIDs, for example. I don't know if magpies are COVIDs. They look like it. That would be the crows. I'm aware. I have a crow family that lives in my property. Well, in the properties around here, but it especially likes a couple of the trees on my property. And in the morning, they're, you know, Team Crow has a lot to say, Jeremy. You understand. They caw out and they swoop around. Well, the magpie looks the same face. I'm looking at it now. The reason I mention this is crows know who people are. They can recognize us from the tops of the trees. If you're mean to a crow, you're in trouble. If you're kind to a crow, they remember you. This says magpies can remember your face. The family you feed, do they recognize you, Jeremy?
They do. And this is the worst part. They remember your face, but when it comes to springtime and they're protecting their babies, they just don't care. In fact, the magpie family around here, I've seen already starting to watch me closely. So I'm constantly careful of where they are, almost lining me up. So if I take a step wrong or move too closely to their babies, they're going to go at me. But the funny thing is, John, and it's correct, it's exactly the same as the crow family. They do remember you. So I can guarantee in about 2 or 3 months from now, this same magpie family that's, you know, looking to attack me any given moment now, they will be sweet as pie once again. They will literally come back and it's like nothing had happened. But honestly, John, these creatures, they you have to watch them. They're as sweet as pie one day and then all of a sudden they're coming to get you, trying to get into the back of your head with their beak the next.
Bunny rabbits. Nowhere in anybody's literature have I ever seen a bunny rabbit represent a threat, except Australia. I learned now from Science Magazine, an item, it's in Science Magazine, but it comes from another research document, that using DNA, the decision has been made that the original rabbit that is now dominating Australia, the attack rabbit, comes from one particular introduction in 1859 by a farmer. And the reason they know this is that that particular DNA line is linked to ancient rabbits who were quite hardy and survived for long periods of time, much larger too. Rabbits used to be big. Well, that one rabbit or that one property rabbit is now a threat to all Australia. Jeremy, we have rabbits in Connecticut. They're very cute. My on evening walks, the dogs in the neighborhood just stare at them. You know, they try to make friends with them. Do you try to make friends with your rabbits?
Well, we would love to. I mean, the answer is we would love to. They're so cute. But John, you're right. They're actually a threat to our biosystems here in Australia. And the problem is we have an enormous issue with them in our rural areas in the middle of Australia because they eat everything. They eat our crops. They eat our feed. They eat our food stock. They eat the stock that, or the food that our livestock eat as well. So what's happened, John, is over the many, many years, and including, well, really over the last 30 years, Australia's had to try and eradicate most of the rabbits in the center of Australia because they breed. They breed like wildfire. And unfortunately, they've done so much damage to farming, it's now illegal to actually have pet rabbits in some parts of Australia, normally towards the central rural areas.
So the rabbits are a threat to agriculture and children are not allowed to take them home. Do you have rabbits listening in to us around in your neighborhood now? Do you know?
Well, John, funnily enough, there's nobody here with rabbits. And I do live in a semi, it's kind of butting onto the farming area. And I'd have to double check my local council's regulations, but I suspect I might be in a rabbit-free area here in New South Wales. And it is one of those cases where you do have to know where you live. But honestly, I don't think there's any bunnies here listening, John, because they know they're not really welcome.
All right. The carpet pythons listen in. Rabbits are banned in New South Wales. Oh, and I've checked, Jeremy. It's true. Magpies are corvids, just like crows. So they, of course, they remember your face. And they go for revenge if you cross them, Jeremy. So maintain friendship because they're long-lived. I'm always polite to the crows. I don't ever want to interfere in any fashion because, you know, do you know that crows live for 50 or can live for 50 or 60 years? I don't know.
I didn't know that. No.
Yes, wow. I don't know how long your magpies can look. They have a kind of ferocious profile, too. Good heaven. Have you ever been hit by one?
No. Yes, I have. Sorry, I was wearing a bike helmet at the time. It was when I was 7 years old and I was riding home from school on my bicycle. And all of a sudden, I heard the swooping. I heard the flapping behind me. And I just turned around in time and I felt it glance off my helmet. But that magpie was known to everybody at school and had a couple of goes at me. So, you know, I knew to avoid the area. But after that one incident, when I was 7 years old, many years later, I know what to listen and look for. So I actually avoid them. I do, as he said, I show them respect, and especially this family we have here. I'm not going to be crossing them anytime soon because I know it's scary enough being hit with a helmet on, but I've seen the photos too, and I've seen my friends being hit with the blood streaming down the back of their head, and the magpies, as if a mark of having a trophy, they actually hold the human hair in their beak. And there are photos of that too. They tend to sort of take the hair as a trophy. So these magpies, John, they're incredible. They're really, really quite dangerous.
That's called scalping. Good heavens. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales reporting on the creatures, the carpet python, the magpie, and the bunny rabbit. We're going to turn to It's Time for My Cricket Lesson. And this is a way of talking about cricket, because when the news of the Queen's passing came, a contest between England and South Africa took a step back from the game. When we come back, this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.